And good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome once again. It is time now for our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. I'm Tom Davis, and I am joined in studio with Jennifer Ennis with Elder Care. How are you doing, young lady?
I'm pretty good. How are you, Tom? It's been a whole 30 days since I've seen you.
Yeah, we've gone from 65 degrees to 95.
Very quickly, absolutely. I walked out yesterday, and I was like, I didn't crack the windows at my car, and it's extremely warm in here.
So how are we doing at Elder Care, you know, with all of this going on? Some facets of our existence are reopening, and other things are under a watchful eye. We're still under a lot of caution. It's kind of like going to the races and the yellow flag's out.
Yes, absolutely. Well, we're doing really well. You know, we are definitely kind of on that side of keeping a watchful eye and being cautious on what we do, you know.
But you've been doing that since the beginning.
We've been doing that since the beginning. But we are reopening slowly. And so that's the thing that, you know, we're trying to let everyone know. We're now bringing in visitors into our physical therapy department. We are bringing in clients, you know, back into the doctor's office more frequently. Our building's really not open to the public. You know, we're not just having any visitor come into the building right now. But if you are looking to start physical therapy again, or you're looking for speech therapy, you need to come see Dr. Gerald. You can absolutely make appointments. You're allowed to come in the building. Might look a little different when you come in. We are screening kind of at our front door, taking your temperature. We are asking all of our visitors to wear a mask in our building still, as well as all of our staff as well. And we're just practicing still a lot of distance. You know, I know a lot of those things have kind of moved on from some different phases based on the business that you are and how you operate.
But every business is different.
Every business is different. And we're not there yet. We're still taking extreme precautions and doing it really slowly. Because we do serve not only just an older population, but those who may have chronic illnesses. And we want to take those into consideration. And we want to make sure that if you come to the doctor or physical therapy, that you also feel safe to come in and we're doing our due diligence. So we've started that. We've actually had our physical therapy department open for about 3 weeks now, a little closer to four. And we're slowly bringing in more and more patients each day. You know, we started very small, like, let's just tackle a few. And so we're expanding that. And then we're in works of talking about how does that look now for other programs. And so I imagine the next couple weeks you'll see some more announcements for us to say, okay, here's our next step and here's what we're doing now and all of that. So, but we're doing really well. If we can be at home working, we're still having staff at home. Our caregivers are still going out into the homes, still serving, running errands, doing all those things for anybody that we have. And so if you're still like, I know the grocery store's open and I know I can go, but I'm not ready. And that's your personal choice. Then our caregivers, come on, become a client of ours. We can send somebody out to the store for you and still help you kind of feel more comfortable and safe at home as long as you want to be.
That's great. It's all about options, and you're providing plenty of them for people to, depending on where they are, whether they're, you know, ready to go or not quite ready to go physically or just psychologically, too, because there's a lot of psychology going on today, too.
Well, and if you kind of look at all of the phases and all the information that's coming through,
it can be kind of confusing.
It can be confusing, and there's still a few things that, even though we're in phase three in Oklahoma, you know, everyone, you know, what is phase three? That can be confusing. But, you know, it's still being recommended if you're 65 or older that you still kind of follow those stay-at-home guidelines. They're not required, but it's still a high recommendation.
Real good idea.
Real good idea. And so if you're kind of going by that, then really, you may not still be going out to the grocery store or doing those things. And it's still recommended that there's not large groups of people, you know, kind of gathering. It's kind of getting there, but, you know, some of our group gatherings are 65, 75, 80, 100 people. And we're not ready to do that, you know, based on those guidelines and our safety there. So what we always say to anybody is, What are you comfortable with? You know, where are you at?
And where's your zone?
Where's your zone? And if your zone is still more at home, then give us a call because we have options to help you out. And if we don't do it, we can definitely recommend how do you go about that and how much longer you want to do that. And I also know some of you are getting a little stir crazy. So remember, go out for a walk, you know, call a friend, you know, have some coffee on the porch, you know, far enough away kind of thing. There's still options for you.
Well, that's great. Yeah. That is great. Again, options are wonderful. Mm-hmm. Now, I think the last time you were here, we were talking about a variety of different things that are maybe still on the calendar, but far away as far as we wait and see how things progress.
Yeah, we're still kind of in there. We haven't really released any information outside of that. You know, I know a lot of our families are ready to come back to our Daybreak Adult Health. We're not quite there yet. Our social travel program, we're still kind of working through. How does the new program look? Because it probably can't go back to exactly how it always looked because, you know, we don't know how things might change over the next couple of months. So we're trying to be very diligent and thoughtful in all of those. I will say, some of the programs that are still going that you may be like, well, your building's closed, so they can't be going, would be like our medical equipment loan program. So elective surgeries are starting to open back up. Maybe you've got a knee surgery scheduled in the next couple of weeks or something, and you need a walker, wheelchair, cane, bedside commode, any of those things. We're still loaning those out for free to the community. You can still borrow them as long as you need to. It looks a little different, kind of curbside service. You can't just come in and say, hey, I need a wheelchair. You got to give us a call, but we'll bring it out to your car and put it in the car for you. Yeah. Absolutely. And so if you're in that, we're still doing that program. And so you just give us a call and there's no cost. It's a program we've worked with the United Way on now to be able to provide more equipment in so that we can not only serve those who need it, but maybe even take a little bit more time of sanitizing it and getting it back into stock and giving some time there. So that's a great program going on that we're doing. The other one is we talked about the heat. It's 95 degrees.
Yes, ma'am.
And so our cool room project is a project where we loan out air conditioner units, those little window units, to anybody who doesn't have air in their home and keep them for the summer. You know, you put them in a room, you plug them in, you close the door. It keeps one room cool in your house in order to beat the heat. We're still doing that. And so if you're in that boat and you're like, can I get an air conditioner this summer? Yes, yes, you can. You might see it a little differently. Again, kind of a touchless curbside service kind of option. So you'd want to give us a call, but if you, a neighbor, a loved one, needs an air conditioner to kind of start beating the heat as it seems to be picking up quite nicely. Or halfway through the summer, your air conditioner goes out. I hear this all the time.
Oh, it does.
My air conditioner went out. They said it's going to be 2 or 3 weeks before the parts come in. You know, it's kind of on back order. What do I do? You don't have to borrow the air conditioner unit for the whole summer. If you're 60 or older and that happens to you and you need it for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, give us a call. We can kind of make it in, and then you just bring it back, and we go from there. So.
Now, is this available? Can we find this on your website?
You can, yeah. So you go to www.aboutelderCare.org, and you would see kind of on the far left-hand side, there's a Cool Room Project tab, and there's medical equipment, and you can click on it and read all about it, or you can read about all of our other services that we have. We're trying on the home page to kind of keep an update on what are we doing, what's open, what's not open, you know, per program for you, so it's not confusing. So you can check that out. And then if you're not really a tech person and you're like, I don't really want to be looking on the internet, Ronnie is back in our building. She's answering the phone. She's been with us for a long time. And so she'd be happy to answer the phone and talk with you, see what's going on, kind of explain what we're doing, what we're not doing, and help with any resource that we can.
It's always nice to reach out to a friendly, familiar voice.
And as we talk about it, she is back. She is answering the phones. I wouldn't say necessarily 8 to 5 the whole day. You know, we're kind of still staggering some shifts. So just be mindful.
Keep the distance going.
We're keeping that distance. And so you may call. If it's too early in the morning or too late in the afternoon, you may get the voicemail. But kind of in the middle of the day, you're probably going to get a real person.
Very good. That's very good to know. You know, a lot of things that Elder Care has done has been a lot of educational work from time to time. And again, with the COVID-19, some of that might be put on hold. But one of the things that I found that you did was really, really timely for a lot of people was when it comes to Medicare, people have questions.
Yes.
Are we looking at that at this fall?
Well, we're still doing those. So those So you may be referring to in October through December, the open enrollment happens. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll tackle that as we get there, but we should be able to continue to help, whether it's on the phone or in person. It's always better in person. Mm-hmm. We know that. But outside of that time frame, if you're just about to turn 65, there's a lot of things you might have questions about. Mm-hmm. When do I enroll? Which part do I enroll in? How do I know what I'm doing? Mm-hmm. I can't figure it out. If that's you or neighbor again, you can still give us a call and Sue can pick up the phone and kind of walk you through those things on the phone, really talk about, you know, okay, so how old are you actually? When are you actually turning 65 and kind of guide you there. So definitely give us a call. We are still available to answer those questions, and hopefully soon in the next couple of weeks, you'll be able to get with someone maybe in person and mm-hmm. actually do that face to face. But until then, we've been still helping people enroll and mm-hmm. do all of those things.
Oh, that's great. That is really great, because you want to talk about navigating a minefield. It feels like that anyway.
It is.
So
it's crazy.
It is nice to know that you have a lot of smart folks who have the answers. They've been through it a time or two.
Well, and you know what we're finding? I mean, obviously everything went very mm-hmm. virtual for a long time, but mm-hmm. that kind of also happened with your doctor. You know, you may have experienced your first telehealth, and that can be strange, or maybe it's, you know, something along there. And so I will say kind of on that regard first, you know, Dr. Gerald, if you're a patient of him, they have telehealth options as well.
So you can stay home and visit with the doctor.
Stay home and visit with the doctor if you're a current patient. So mm-hmm. please know you have that option. And so if you're not the one comfortable coming in the building, we still have telehealth with our Dr. Gerald's mm-hmm. clinic there. The other thing I bring about is I've heard this kind of frequently lately. Well, my checks, like at the doctor, they keep kind of getting pushed. Like my regular checkup I was supposed to have, and they called and said, hey, we're going to wait another month, or we're going to do this. And that's fine. Everyone's kind of doing those things. Mm-hmm. But the downside of that is a lot of people still believe, like, to get into speech therapy or physical therapy, you got to have a referral. So if I can't go to my doctor, I can't get the referral. I can't go to physical therapy. That is not true here in Oklahoma. So in 2012, we opened up to what's called direct access, which means that you can physically call any physical therapy department, pick up the phone, call them and say, hey, I need to get in. You don't have to go to the doctor. You don't have to have a referral. And then you can start being seen. And then if we need to get your doctor involved, we can kind of bridge that gap and call up and say, hey, I saw, you know, Billy Bob and Billy. You know, Bailey really wants to come to physical therapy, but their insurance requires a script. So can you just fax it over and we'll get them scheduled? But you've already made that first encounter, that first step. Mm-hmm. And so please know if you found yourself into one of those areas and you're thinking, I've been sitting on the couch for 3 months and I'm not as stable as I was, or I'm starting to see something that, you know, has kind of creeped up. Physical therapy is still an option without having to go to your doctor, without having to get that referral. And so you just call us and we'll make that appointment and get you in and start getting you steady on your feet and moving forward, so that when all of this hopefully kind of resides a little more and the summer keeps going, you're going to be prepared to get out and start doing those social gatherings and all those things that you've been looking forward to. It's going to be hard if you've been a little sedentary for too long and you're starting to feel like you've lost that confidence or anything. So now is a perfect time to start physical therapy again, get through that kind of 6 to 8 week process. And then I bet by the time you're done, things will have cleared up a little bit more, hopefully, and you'll be out and about and on your feet again.
We're talking with Jennifer Ennis with Elder Care. Is there anything else you'd like to bring to light today while we're here?
Well, I mean, just again, we're a resource, Tom. And mm-hmm. so we're still here. Give us a call, 918-336-8500. We'd love to talk to you about any of the questions that you have. This is a really confusing time for many people. So if the question is about what phase are we on and what does that mean, or, hey, I really want to know when this program of yours is going to open, we encourage the phone call. We want to connect with you. We want to answer those questions and provide you everything we can. It's a really tough time sometimes right now, because everyone has to kind of reevaluate their situation and what it is. And so maybe you're thinking, I can't do this all at home by myself anymore. Or maybe you're a caregiver and you're saying, Mom needs more help than I thought. And it's really just come to light now because I've been helping. There are options out there. So if you're nervous about making a transition to, you know, out of your home into a different facility, or you're nervous about being at home for a long period of time by yourself now because you've noticed that maybe you don't like yourself that much and you're not as good at the housekeeping as you thought you were, that elder care can offer you options. Mm-hmm. We can bring in people into your home to help bridge that gap until you're comfortable. And that is the key. Everyone's going to be comfortable with this whole situation at different times. And then even if it wasn't for COVID, mm-hmm. the way you age, your goals in life, if you want to stay in your home, what you want to do and the control you want to have over your health, just know that you have a lot of options in your health care. You have a lot of options in your how you live at home, or if you go to an independent facility, or if you need to go to a nursing home. There are many, many options, and you should explore them. And you should maybe do that sooner than later until you're – don't wait till you're in the emergency. And so if you're thinking, okay, you're right, I would love to know my options, give us a call. Let us help you be safer at home. Let us help you stay at home. And if anything, if you just need someone to talk to, call us. And we do, too. We've really missed you guys, and we really want to talk to you as well. So give us a call because we also miss talking to people.
Thank you, Jennifer. I appreciate it. Jennifer Ennis with Elder Care right here with us on K1, the one you trust. Stay tuned. And this has been brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Tallgrass Motors on K1.
Maybe this is the year that